is no sweeter victory than closing out 36 different browser tabs at the end of your shift today. You watch those little windows disappear one by one, and you feel your soul slowly return to your body just in time for the weekend. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Just when you thought AI couldn't get any more invasive, you have the tech companies. They have decided to start digging up rock legends from the grave to sell you things. Now, after Ozzy passed away last summer, his family just announced they are launching a hyper-real AI-powered digital avatar of the Prince of Darkness. And this thing will literally talk and move and interact with fans as if it was Ozzy in real life. They claim you can ask this thing anything and it'll chirp back, which honestly sounds less like a heartfelt tribute. It's more like a unsettling episode of Black Mirror. If you've seen the episode I'm talking about, you know. And I love Ozzy as much as the next guy, but if I want to get cursed out by a confused rock star, I'm just going to blast the vinyl. I don't need a hologram staring into my soul at a tech expo. Now, if you've been dying to dust off your Jedi robe or finally meet the cast of Lord of the Rings, your giant nerd bat signal has officially arrived downtown. We got Fan Expo Denver completely hijacking the convention center all weekend. So prepare to navigate a sea of intense cosplayers just to get a selfie with your favorite childhood celeb. I guess the Goonies cast is going to be there too. What could be better? We've got that massive Outside Days festival happening at the Auraria campus this weekend. And if you're going to stop by, you might want to pack a poncho alongside your hiking boots. The whole thing kicking off today with a killer lineup, but of course our weather is threatening to crash the party. Nice side of afternoon lightning, downpours, potentially some nasty hail. Look, I know we all pride ourselves on being tough outdoor enthusiasts who can handle a little nature, but getting absolutely pelted by chunks of ice while trying to vibe to Death Cab for Cutie, that is a very specific kind of weekend buzzkill. So if you're brave enough to face the elements, just make sure you keep one eye on the stage and keep another eye on the sky and have fun. Big night tonight and tomorrow at Empower Field. We've got Morgan Wallen in town for two back-to-back stadium shows, which means traffic on I-25 is going to be an absolute bumper-to-bumper nightmare. So unless you're trying to scream sing along to Morgan with 70,000 cowboy hat-wearing fans, you should probably stay far, far, far away from the Mile High Circle this weekend. Who wants to pack up the car and cruise through the clouds? Well, you're in luck because the Trail Ridge Road is officially open for the season now. If you're not familiar, the highest continuous paved road in the country had to stay closed through Memorial Day weekend thanks to a nice layer of snowpack. But park crews finally cleared the way today. Just keep your wits about you if you head up toward Estes Park because it's like a sheet of ice up there. And the visitor center is still totally locked up. So nothing says a Colorado summer quite like driving past 12-foot snowbanks in late May while praying your brakes don't freeze over. If you love food, you're going to love the Taste of Korea Denver. Big return tomorrow and Sunday for 2 days, packed with authentic cuisine, vibrant live entertainment, and family-friendly activities. You can indulge your taste buds with over 10 authentic food vendors with traditional street eats, plus explore 40 interactive booths filled with cultural games and experiences for the whole family. Lots to do in town this weekend. Well, if you got to spend any of your childhood wandering around the old Westminster Mall, this one is going to hit you right in the nostalgia bone. The city is throwing a massive grand opening bash tomorrow for Aerostat Park. It's a brand new downtown centerpiece named after those iconic hot air balloons that used to float in the old mall's atrium. You remember those growing up? They have completely transformed the space, too. It's got a dog park now, splash pad, massive public art pieces. Plus, they're handing out free ice cream tomorrow morning just to sweeten the deal. And who doesn't love ice cream on a Saturday morning? Honestly, swapping out an abandoned Sears for a gorgeous green space with free dessert, I would call that a massive glow up for the neighborhood. I think we all love it when we were handed a ironclad excuse to spend your Saturday afternoon day drinking in the sun. The suburbs have got you covered this weekend with the Highlands Ranch Beer Festival completely taking over Civic Green Park tomorrow. Endless local brews, live 90s alternative rock, and a fleet of food trucks. Is that a great Saturday or what? And if you get a ticket, you get a souvenir glass for unlimited tasting samples. And the best part is the proceeds actually fund local college scholarships. So getting a little buzzed on a Saturday afternoon while telling yourself you're doing it for the kids, that is peak adulthood efficiency. You know what? You can forget the days when the massive roaring sports car in the driveway was the ultimate sign that you made it in life, even if you have one of those. These days, status looks a little different and a little more practical, too. They just found the biggest modern status symbols, and the top slots went to high-end watches, luxury handbags, and always having the absolute latest iPhone. But let's be completely real. If you're a true member of the suburban elite, nothing screams wealth quite like proudly walking a guest out to your garage so you can flex your second fully stocked refrigerator. You can brag about the killer deal you got on it at a scratch and dent sale. Well, this is probably the absolute ultimate way to completely ruin your summer vacation. Dude from Chicago was down in the Florida Keys living his best life over the weekend until he walked out of a bar completely wasted and then stole a police car. Jackpot. And aggressively drove it to another bar just to keep the party going. Well, unfortunately, the cops did catch up to him inside, and he predictably tried to fight them off while refusing a breathalyzer and driving without a valid license. So this guy had had quite the night. The absolute legend is now trading his beachside hotel room for a permanent spot in a county jail cell on multiple felony charges. And honestly, if you're going to completely blow up your life on vacation, stealing a literal cop car to go bar hopping, that is a hilarious level of criminal confidence. I'm Dan Hardy, going to bail out now to go claim a patio spot before the Friday happy hour rush ruins everything. But have a great weekend and absolutely refuse to check your work email for the next 2 days because you have earned that right. We'll talk to you on Monday.